On this week's episode, Juice is gearing up for Pride season, and I was duped by the movie Escape Room on Netflix before we eventually talk about what video games would make a fantastic theme park experience. It's What's up, Barely Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast about video games and friendship.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone. So, hey, listen to us talk about video game theme parks.
You keep trying to cater. I think just video games at any, I think it's universally applicable to what we talk about. Like, video games is always a part of it. You don't have to get cute with it. You know what I mean?
I know. I just need to be frank for 1 second, just before we get started on anything. Jackson has not only changed his camera, and he looks better than me on camera now, but he has also changed his sound, so his sound sounds better than me. Feel rage. I feel rage inside of my body, because, like, I just want to have that, like, deep, full sound. Mm. And I got a new mic just so I could have it, and it doesn't sound like that. You put a mic in. You do all this stuff, and now you have that. Well, I'm furious.
Can I just say that it's not a competition?
it's not a competition but I'm saying it's just like, that's like, it's just what I'm jealous. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's what I want. Because I just feel like my sound, and I think I'll never be able to have that full, beautiful sound because I have this gay voice. Like, I think that's just the problem.
And this week's episode is brought to you by our Patreon producers, Mysterio and John, a.k.a. The Bull. Thank you both very much. Juice, aside from the tech envy, how are you?
I'm good. I am in my last week of kind of freedom before I go into Pride season. So Pride starts on May 31st for me, actually. So I'm going to be starting some work. It's not crazy amount of work. This Pride's pretty chill, but it is like, it's more than my standard week. So I'm just gearing up for like a busy month. And then I go from like a busy month right into like a vacation. So that'll be nice. But so far this week has just kind of been like chill. I should be cleaning my house. So like my house is like not dirty when I go into this busyness, but it's just, you know, when you look around and you're like, I don't want to do it.
So it's a lost cause. You've got to a point where you're like, I need to clean up. And then you're like, I'm not fucking cleaning up.
But I know it'll take like an hour.
Oh,
it's not like a lost cause. It's not like the mess where it's like so bad I look like an episode of Hoarders. It's just a mess where it's like, all I have to do is do it. It'll take an hour and it'll be done. But it's just about doing it.
Yeah.
That it's so like, I don't want to do that.
You're being lazy.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Avoidant. I would say avoidant.
Sure. Lazy avoidant. Is too judgmental, but
yeah, avoidant. I'm being.
What
avoidant.
Do you do? What do you put on a podcast or some music or something? I feel like that makes everything easier.
Yeah, I could do that, and I have to get my steps in because I'm only at 5,000 right now. So like,
you gotta get that up. Gotta get those numbers up.
This is what I'm saying. So if I clean, that'll at least get me like 1,000 steps, and then I can go for a walk later.
Nice, smart. Mm-hmm. Get those steps up. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, so far so good. Nothing crazy about this week. Just
Pride season's on approach.
I still don't have a new game, but I don't think I want to pick a new game up because with Pride season coming up, I don't want to start something and then just not have the time to be able to play. You know?
Do you have the time
to listen to me whine? Oh.
Perfect. That is what this 1 hour is when we record podcasts.
It's just both of us whining at the same time. You think it's just me, but you get a bit in.
Oh, I get in there, especially when politics come up. So, luckily, I think it's been a couple of weeks, but
I know. What about
damage
you?
Is already done. I'm doing well. Just kind of keeping my head down and existing. My 5-year streamiversary passed last weekend, so
How was that? Super cool.
It was good, man. Like, I think with the kind of changes I've made to my stream setup, I'm just feeling like everything's a little bit easier. So it was great to hop in and hang out with the community and celebrate 5 years and kind of take a couple of steps down, you know, memory lane and reminisce a little bit. More than anything, just kind of hang out and celebrate. And it was really fun. A lot of people would hop in and be like, hey, happy 5 year. And I'm like, I mean, happy 5 year to you as well, because this is a community thing more than it is just a me thing. But we poked around on just Game Pass and Steam and we're like, hey, what are some games that you guys are curious about? And we went through, I think, every game in the Game Pass library. And there was like two or three that myself and the community agreed wholeheartedly we should play this with Juice. So there's some stuff. And
what were they?
One's called Revenge of the Savage Planet or something to that effect. And it's like kind of survival adventure-y, like exploring everything, which I think was really fun. And I think we could have a good time together.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. I like how my streaming career has just turned into Jackson's special guest, which like I'm fine with.
Come and hang out. I mean, fine with that. Also, you can do your own streams whenever you want.
I know. I'm just very I'm very discouraged right now.
Why are you discouraged?
I don't know. My numbers are just like super down. So it's just it's hard to rebuild a community in a post-COVID world, you know?
It's that. It's a number of things, right? Like, you know that you turn off your numbers while you're live, and that's a necessity. Yeah. There needs to be, and I don't have this muscle either, but there needs to be some sort of desensitization to like the viewership in general. Like, are you going to play the game and have fun? Yes or no? Will the occasional interjection of another individual be an enjoyable interaction on top of it? Yes or no? Then the numbers don't really matter. That's always easier said than done. But the other thing is, like, and you know as well, it's discouraging, it's disheartening, it's frustrating. I feel the same way. And then it's this circle thing where you're like, well, I can't stream that much. And then when I do stream, my numbers are down. But then the numbers are down because I also can't stream that much. And it's like, it fulfills itself. Well,
yeah, because it's just like, I would love to stream every day 9 to 5. But then it's also like, while I could fit it in at sometimes, it's just like, okay, well, that also that time is where I need to like cook food, clean my house, get administrative work done. It's just like, there's only so many hours in a day.
100%.
So I've got like my little Thursday block, you know, ready and blocked off. And it's always blocked off as my like one day off to do it. But streaming one day a week is just so hard to be able to rebuild something. Because if you miss 1 week, then you haven't streamed for 2 weeks.
That is correct.
You know, so it's a little discouraging. It's a little frustrating. Also, my sound issue is very frustrating.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck. I don't know how you haven't resolved that yet. Well, like, I haven't looked at it. I haven't even tried.
But even now, like you're hearing me, it just doesn't sound like as clean as it could.
Oh, you mean your microphone? I thought you meant like your computer freaking the fuck out during streams, which it used to do.
No, I figured that out. It was it was falling asleep. It was because I wasn't turning my mouse. So now what I do is every 15 minutes, I just touch my mouse.
Sure.
I'm dead serious. It has fixed the problem. The only thing that was happening is that it was falling asleep. Yeah. My computer was just like, oh, you're not using me? Good night.
There's a setting that you can change so that it never does that. And it's one setting.
And guess what?
Never did.
Never did. So you could tell me what it is and I could do it after. But for now, I just touch my mouse every 10 minutes.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Either way, come be my special guest and we'll play some games together sometime. I think that'll be really fun.
Yes, I would love that. Thank you so much. We have to do problem. Repo again soon.
We should do Repo. Maybe.
No? You don't like Repo?
I just wanted to murder you. I don't know. Yeah, we can play it. That'll be fun. Speaking of fun, I watched a movie the other night. Have you heard of the Escape Room movies? They made two of them. Escape Room and then Tournament of Champions. They're basically like Saw light around the concept of escape room. Oh, they put us in the escape room, and if you don't get out of this area, you die.
Yeah. The most frustrating scene was the acid rain. That one frustrated me.
Why did that frustrate you?
Because they could have escaped.
Oh, I don't remember it.
There was they were in like a New York street. Like they thought they had escaped.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It started raining acid. And then like the two girls very much could have escaped inside of the cab. Like it just could have happened, but they were just like, I guess we die. And they just died in the rain. And I was like, that's fucking stupid.
I mean, that's classic horror, right? But then, so the reason I bring it up is I went to rewatch one on Netflix. I was like, oh yeah, like I remember this, and rewatched a trailer, hopped over to YouTube, and then came back and was like, let's dive in on Escape Room. I remember enjoying that. I've seen the sequel a couple of times. I haven't seen the original in a long time. Hop in, watching it, like the first 15 minutes, I'm like, what is with the pacing and the act? Like the first 5 minutes is just a phone call of like the escape room leader. And they're killing someone, but it just happens to like B-roll of a car driving through a city. And then you meet the main characters and there's like a really long scene of them just sitting at an awkward birthday dinner table. I was like, what the fuck is going on? 30 minutes in, nothing's happened. I'm like, I don't remember this. I remember the main character. When does he show up? What the fuck is going on? I was losing my mind. And I'm also like, this movie is awful. I don't remember it being this bad. Mm-hmm. I go pee. I pull out my phone while I'm peeing, naturally. As turns well. Out, two movies named Escape Room released 2 years apart. One of them decent, one of them dog shit. And I was watching
the
awful, awful Escape Room where I don't understand any of the choices made. It was a 90-minute movie. It felt like it was like a 45-minute script.
I was going to say, because that's every single scene,
there was like an awkward, like, I made a joke and you laughed for 12 full seconds because they just needed to fill time, I guess. And then I still finished it. Once I figured it out, I still finished the movie. Awful. Every single thing about it was terrible. But it is that very much the same vibe of like people not behaving like humans in any way. And like, why are you behaving that way and yelling about whatever? Anyhow, there's literally a soundbite that I went back and pulled because towards the end of it, the main character is, they're all yelling about, oh no, we got to get the fuck out. And then something else, they start a new puzzle and he just goes, fuck these puzzles, and like storms off. And I was like, this is campy, terrible, everything about it. So I just want to air a grievance that on Netflix they should have a warning of, as you're about to start this one, they pop up and they say, are you sure you don't mean the one from 2019 that's not awful? It was
I was gonna one say, of the worst gets, movies the I've first one seen. The first and second one get to the action pretty yeah. quick. Yeah, this, and it has the girl from True Blood in it, and yeah, it has a bunch of people. Also, I need to say it one more time. You sound so good. I am just
everybody, welcome to the podcast.
Oh my god, it has that low baritone, but it also Ooh. Like doesn't get any of the sound around you, but then it gets those like subtle bits of your voice. Oh, it's it sounds like you're listening to a really good
podcaster.
Yes, but also, you know when you hear a really good keyboard, it's just very satisfying.
When, like, I just hear a keyboard that hits my ears and I'm like, ooh, good keyboard.
You know?
Yeah. No? What?
No?
Is that the thing?
You don't hear, like, a keyboard and you're like, oh, yeah, that's a good keyboard.
Time out. Because are you talking about clicky-clacky desktop computer keyboard or keyboard?
No. Desktop keyboard.
Even makes even less sense to me now. When you were like, ooh, like a good Casio, like a keyboard, like a synthesizer set to the right tone. Ooh, yeah. And I'm like, okay, I can kind of see that, but just like
I'm just saying it's satisfying.
Clicky-clacky.
No. Some are clicky-clacky. Some are flippy-floppy. Some are poofy. There's different kinds of clacks.
Explain, can you dive a little deeper in on what a poofy keyboard would
be? It kind of just sounds like rather than sure. click, 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 click.
So then there was clicky clacky. We all know that one. What was flippy flappy, though?
It was me trying to say poofy, but I fucked up my words.
Okay. Strong. It's good.
I know. I'm just trying to compliment your sound. You did a very good job.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I did little to nothing.
No worries. I wish I was better at sound. I'm very jealous.
You don't need to be. We gotta stop this self-deprecating cycle at the expense of my success. Because I don't want to be what's held up to put you down.
You also look jacked this morning.
Thank you.
No worries.
I haven't gone to the gym yet.
Nice.
Yep. Can I pitch you on something?
Please.
I had this idea while I was at the gym, coincidentally.
Not that.
Maybe we do it as a Patreon exclusive video, bonus video or something. Maybe we do it as a series. Let me pitch this to you. After we're done kissing, we do this concept for this video. I call it Games and Gains. All right? You and I, we play a game head to head. Whoever loses the round has to do an exercise dictated by the dice. We roll a six-sided die. It's like squats, push-ups, burpees, et cetera, et cetera. We fill a six. And then you roll a d20, and then you have to do that exercise. So every time you lose, you have to do exercise, come back, we play again, rinse and repeat. We call it Games and Gains.
And
fun, right?
Fun. You know I'm the only one going to be.
Exercising?
Yes.
Yeah. That's kind of the running.
Yeah, I was like, this is
the through line of it is like, yeah, let's do it. I'm going to stay in my chair the whole recording.
I was like, you're not going to do anything.
I was even picturing like the technical execution. I'm like, Juice is going to need an extra camera because he's going to need to go around the corner to do his burpees or whatever. But that's great. I won't need that.
We just need one.
Yeah. Yeah. So get that was fun.
I love that.
Games and Gains.
No, that's a good concept. I like that.
I like it. Mm-hmm. What do you you went to a lilac festival? Can you tell me more about it?
Oh, So I was going to play with you on your Streamiversary.
Mm-hmm. But play then... games with me.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
you weren't interested anyways, if that's what the deal was.
No, so we were supposed to play games on your Streamiversary, and then Mr. Box had called me down and been like, oh, hey, babe, just so you know, we're going to a lilac festival this weekend. And I was like, yeah. Oh, that sounds lovely. Saturday, right? And he was like, no, we're going on Sunday. And I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. I was like, I kind of already have plans with Jackson. And he gave me the whole like, oh, no, that's fine. Yeah, no, you could just do that. No, that's fine. No, have fun with your friend. So I was like, I will come to the lilac festival with you. So I reluctantly. So you,
for context on my end, I'm like, okay, that's fine. Do your thing with your husband. Like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
My thing was, my curiosity my uncertainty was, the fuck is a lilac festival?
Oh, it's that's just where it's I the was fucking, stuck. It's the gayest thing you could do. It was at a small town called Warkworth. And it's basically... the gayest town you could go to. Apparently, right. It has like all the old gays just fucking retire up there. That and Prince Edward County. So we go up there. It's like literally just a 2-kilometer trail that have planted a ton of fucking lilac bushes. But when you think you're going to a lilac festival, you're going to start walking down these trails. You're just going to be inundated with just mounds and mounds of lilacs, right?
Yeah, everywhere.
Everywhere. Guess what?
Where is my head? I'm there.
I think I could probably count on my hand how many lilac bushes we saw over a 2-kilometer trail, and the rest of it just like pitch tent little like vendors selling like charcuterie boards. Whoa. And homemade soaps and candles, and like, you know, when you go to like a small town festival and it's like the same little thing, they're like, I crocheted this little patch, like just junk. That you could buy, like, there was a honey stand, you know. Sick. There was, like, a clothing stand where you bought those, like, hippie pants, the big, like, gaucho hippie pants. You could buy those. There was so many hat stores, like, an exceptional amount of hat stores, and all old lady hats, you know. Right. So it was, like, it was cute, but it was one of those things where I was just, like, I thought it was, like... lilacs everywhere and you're just
in my
like,
head I pictured you frolicking through a field of lavender, or like I had friends that went to like a tulip farm and it's just tulips as far as the eye can see.
That's what I expected.
Just a couple
I would say maybe 15 to 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think we need to establish a level of standardization across the human race of what festivals. We can call a festival.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, it's a trail that you, like, have to enter in and stuff. So you're like, oh, well, I'm going to enter in through these. It's going to be like a magical fairyland of just purple flowers.
Yeah.
And then you look like and it's like.
Like stepping into Narnia through the wardrobe.
You step out and there's a really beautiful stream. Don't get me wrong. It's a beautiful trail, but it's just green. And you're like, well,
shouldn't it be not that color?
Shouldn't it be purple? So, yeah, eventually you see some lilacs. And it was so muddy. Because it had been raining.
Was muddy.
Well, it had been raining.
Right.
But overall, it was a cute little day. And it was.
Did you buy some stuff?
I bought new earrings. I bought stag earrings. And
that's
you,
right.
Yeah.
And in my said, honor.
Yeah. You said you bought those because of Sven.
Because I was Sven in Disney and on
Ice. I said, of course, these are my
naturally.
Jackson earrings. Yeah, naturally.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah. I saw these and I was like, oh my God, Jackson earrings.
Always on your mind.
Yeah. You now didn't think like flannels or anything. No, it had to be Sven earrings.
Reindeer.
Yeah.
Right. There's a lot of things a lot of iconography that you see me immediately, right?
Yeah. I think of plaid. I think of generally the movie Frozen, but specifically Sven.
Yeah.
When I see really, really small sweet potatoes,
right.
Those make me think of you.
Tortillas.
Tortillas make me think of you. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. What else? For some reason, Dead by Daylight.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's where we forged our friendship in the fire of Dead by Daylight.
And Dead by Daylight, which I don't think I've played in a year and a half.
I played it once a couple weekends ago. First time since November.
Ooh, how was it?
Fine.
Just fine.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, we were talking about your streaming. I did it as a community day to just be like, hey, let's all hop back in. Everyone was like, nah. So I was like, eh, maybe you guys are right. Maybe this is only fine.
I love it. Nah, I'm good.
Nah, I was like, nah, pass. Fuck it, let's find something else to play.
Speaking of another thing I haven't played in a while, Marvel Rivals, have not touched it.
I fell off, but, oh, you probably don't know, but you probably do. You're chronically online. No. Emma do you know Frost? About the Sharknado?
Bro, what?
So they just announced it this week. There, if Jeff the Shark and Storm both have their alt, it becomes a Sharknado.
So it's just like sharks flying around in her tornado?
Flying around in a water funnel, and he eats everybody up in that funnel. Yeah.
That's actually great.
Yeah, so Sharknado's a thing.
Yeah, Sharknado. I love that. No, that is good.
I haven't played in a while either. You know what I started on stream this week? Hmm. I'm really excited about it. Is Pokemon Pinball. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you showed me your whole Pokemon Pinball setup. How is that?
It's good. It's another one where I'm like, I don't know if anyone gives a shit about this game, but I'm having the best time. It's nostalgia, but also, like, we talked last week on this podcast where I was saying nostalgia keeps my attention for an hour maximum.
Yeah.
But this game is, I think, stood the test of time, and, like, sure, the graphics are pixelated and old, but like the mechanics and the gameplay loop and the catching Pokemon, like that whole mechanic, it's so fun. Like, I'm having a fucking blast. So I think, like, we'll see how long I keep it up, but I might try to do like a full Pokedex challenge. Ooh. Where I try to, there's 201 Pokemon that you can catch in Pokemon Pinball, so I might give that a shot.
Oh, it's past the 151. That's great.
Yeah, so it's actually chaos because I went through to find a gif of every single sprite animation of all of the Pokemon. There's 201 Pokemon. It's Ruby and Sapphire, so it's Gen 3. However, they just pick and chose which Pokemon they wanted to fill out the roster. So there's like Geodude, and then Abra and that line, and like it was haphazard as hell, and none of them follow the universal Pokedex numbering. So I was it was a nightmare. Anyhow.
And speaking of Pokemon, we got a release date for Pokemon ZA. Right. Yeah. October 16th. Is that what it was?
I think so. Yeah.
October 16th.
Why put it out in Spooky Month, dicks?
Yeah.
Why put it out in Spooky Month? With spooky games.
Also, who's going to play it? Not me and not you. Cause guess who doesn't own a Switch? Us.
Well, it is out on Switch 1. So I'll be able to play it, but your Switch is broken. So you should figure that out.
Are you actually going to play it though?
I mean, we are the problem. We bitch and complain and moan about how the game hasn't innovated or done anything exciting to keep our attention. And then we buy every fucking game and play it on day one anyways.
Wow, so you're gonna be a Pokemon cuck for this.
I don't know. I mean, I've made my career. I've made my whole life. I've forged my identity around being a fan and a fucking hater of Pokemon. So why stop now?
I know. I'm just hoping that I can eventually get a Switch because I would like one.
I think you can get your Switch repaired. Your original Switch, the one you have, you can get that fixed. Someone's going to fix that. I don't know who, but someone's got a solution to that somewhere.
If there's anybody listening who knows how to fix my Switch, I would appreciate that. It is the card, what's it called? The card, the SIM, not the SIM
micro
card.
Micro SD
card. The micro SD reader is broken.
Yeah, and I honestly wonder if you just go back and reset to factory.
I tried it.
Did you? Okay. Well, at least you did that. I'll give you credit on that.
I tried everything. Believe me. Yeah. I spent days and days and days back and forth trying all the things. Deleted all of my game data, and I was just about to win Tears of the Kingdom. I was literally at the final boss.
Yeah. Well, you weren't going to win it. I was going to win it.
I know. But that would have been so fun to watch you play.
That should be what we do when you come here at the end of the month. I guess we probably can't anymore, but it would have been excellent to do a series of streams that was just me finishing games that you couldn't beat. You bring your Switch, we just plug it in, and I play your games and beat them.
We'll do that when you visit in the summer for that week. Cool. Which I've already
you've willed it into existence.
I've willed it into existence. There's no way you can back out. You are staying here for a week. It's gonna be so fun.
Sick.
We're gonna work out every morning. It's gonna be great.
I'll still have to work probably.
Oh, that's fine. But yeah.
Sick.
Any other topics?
I mean, Switch 2 is on the horizon, and you asked me if I was getting it, and I said no, because I'm not a millionaire, so.
Oh, well, yeah. My friend Steven he did the pre-order for it. So he asked me if I would come over and play Mario Kart with him the day he gets it.
Cute.
I know. So I said, yeah, I can come over.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So we're gonna do that. And then I'm going to go see Beetlejuice that night. The musical.
Thank you. Didn't know that was a thing. Doesn't interest me, but I'm glad that you have that.
No, I mean, I like the album. I listen to the album and it's good.
I don't vibe with Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice's energy is just strange. It's not my favorite. I like oogie spooky stuff, but this is just like creepy and weird stuff. Not my vibe.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I mean, it's Tim Burton, right? Tim Burton did Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
I don't vibe with Tim Burton.
Do you know, actually?
What's up? What are you doing? Use your words.
Yeah, he did. Do you know how I tell if it's a Tim Burton movie?
If it makes you feel uncomfortable in your soul?
Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah.
If she's in it, I'm like, oh, this must be a Tim Burton movie. Because yeah, I don't think she works any other movies.
Well, she's in Harry Potter.
We ignore those.
Right, those don't exist anymore. I forgot about that. Well, my favorite... My favorite Tim Burton movie of all time, featuring Helen Bonham Carter, Fight Club. Do you see holes in your strategy?
I was thinking in generalization.
Yeah, you sure were.
Also, imagine Tim Burton Fight Club. That would be...
Honestly, I would watch that. I just said I don't like Tim Burton stuff. I don't vibe with it. But his take on Fight Club would be ridiculous. I would watch that.
Everybody would just have like sallow little faces.
Yeah.
Okay, but speaking of, so Harry Potter.
Yeah, doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist, but they announced a new TV show. We're not going to watch it, but they announced a new TV show. Have you seen any of the stuff from it?
They cast three kids. What I did see from it is Nick Frost is cast as young Hagrid, who I love because he's in all of Simon Pegg. Him and Simon Pegg are super tight. So Shaun of the Dead, At World's End, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Nick Frost, big fan.
Okay, so what they've done, which a lot of things do, and it's totally, like, I have no issue with it because I'm not a racist, but they have made Snape is black and Hermione is black.
Who cares?
Totally cool. Who cares? Now, the problem with it, though, is that they have cast black characters in spaces where it makes it uncomfortable. Like, the only black teacher is now is a villain, and Harry and all them are going to be like, I don't know what's wrong with this one teacher, but something about him is off, and he's the only black guy. Uncomfortable. And then Hermione is is a half blood, so she's a mud blood. So now they are going to call the only black girl in the friend group a filthy little mud blood.
Oh fuck! Yeah, that's not good.
It's just so bad.
They fucked that up.
So what's crazy is that now this show it's bound to fail because now you've got all of the people who hate J.K. Rowling who are not going to watch it. All the people who are like, you're a transphobic, awful, awful person who are not going to watch it. Now you have all the racists who aren't going to watch it because they have changed the race of some of the main characters. So now they're not going to watch it because they're racist and horrible. So now the only people who are going to watch it are the people who are so fucking oblivious to the rest of the goddamn world that they are going to be like, I still love Harry Potter. It's cool that she's a horrible person. So they're the only fucking people who are going to watch it. So like, I don't fucking know. I'm obviously not going to watch it. I think it is an insane concept for them to be doing this. But yeah, that is my thoughts on the new Harry Potter show.
I think that's exceptional. Good thoughts.
Just crazy.
And you know all it is? It's making money. That's it.
It's making money.
Like, does it make sense? Do they need to tell these stories? No, not at all.
Well, no.
But will it make them a bunch of money?
Yes. I think the whole reason why they're really doing it is because now the main three, so Ron, Hermione, and Harry, like the actors who are now like fully grown adults who are fucking our age have all denounced her because they're just like, she's a transphobic fucking bitch, you know, fuck this. And they've all like said like, what?
How did they catch us? How did we catch them in age? You're like, now they're like our age. They were probably, if they are our age now, they were always our age.
No, what I'm saying is like, they're not children anymore.
Okay, sorry.
Is like, that's what I meant. Is like, they're not kids anymore.
I'm really noticing that you and time really seem to fuck with each other in weird ways. Anyhow, go ahead.
Get fucked. Anyways, go ahead. So now the whole, one of the big reasons why you can tell that they're doing the show is that so she can now have a new group of like people to kind of groom and be like, you should be so grateful I've given you this opportunity because the original ones want nothing to do with the franchise anymore.
Have they all publicly denounced her?
I don't think they've said the exact words like fuck J.K. Rowling like the rest of us, but they have said like people should be able to live however they live. People, trans people are valid. You know, I think they've shown support for the trans community, which is in turn kind of showing that they don't support her. And they also don't do any of the Harry Potter stuff anymore. Like they don't do anything that has to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Speaking of doing things, something that you all could do, Barely Gamers, is head on over to patreon.com/dangerpod, to check out all of our additional bonus content. Over there, you can find ways to directly support the podcast in meaningful ways for us. You all help make sure that we keep the lights on for the recordings.
Yeah, I was like,
I don't know where I was going with that, but go and check it out. Lots of different video content. You can get the episodes a day early, etc., etc. Go and explore. You could also go the extra mile and become a Patreon producer like Miss Tiri and John. Thank you both so very much for your support. Thank you to everybody for being here, and we're back.
And before you get going, our latest video is Jackson and I doing another one-on-one D&D session, which was very fun.
It was fun, right? I think we should keep it going. I don't know if we let, what is it, Games and Gains take over, but we should keep rocking it. And we might be close to bringing in a new person. I think that could be really fun.
Wow.
You know what I mean? We get a second person in there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down.
That could be fun.
Anyhow,
Juice, Epic Universe in the Parks just opened up. Yeah, that one, that park just opened up, and it got us thinking, and we decided we should probably discuss what other video games, because there's a Nintendo World there, games should have their own theme parks.
Now when it comes to theme parks, would you do it like a Universal Studios where it's because you know how the worlds work, right? Where it's just like
there's different ones.
You go through like a portal and then you go into like these different little pockets.
It's unnecessary, but sure, I like it. Production
value.
Oh,
really? I think it's so cool. And it has How to Train Your Dragon. How to Train Your Dragon.
Also, it's worth pointing out, Juice is a Disney adult, so big fan of those parks. And then I think just by extension, you enjoy theme parks in general, correct?
I just enjoy theme parks in general. I actually prefer Universal Studios to Disney. I'm much more of a Universal Studios person.
I'm going to return to my campaign to try to get you banned from the Disney parks. I still think that would be so fucking funny. I'm going to find a way.
We go to Disney one day and you're like, he has a gun.
Yep, that's it for you. Bye. I'm going to go and enjoy my time inside alone.
I know. Once, let's go to Universal Studios in like 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's not go for the next four.
5 years to the day. Write it down on your calendar now.
Okay. What's today?
We'll be there in 2030, May 29th.
May 29th, 2030. You and I, Universal Studios. Mm-hmm. We'll both be over 40, so we won't be able to do any roller coasters. I will be over 40, so I won't be able to do a bit. Bitch, I can barely do a roller coaster now.
You're speaking for both of us a lot here.
We are one.
We are not. I can do roller coasters, and I will be 40, not over 40.
I'll be
in my 41st year.
Oh, we're not bringing that back. So, which video games deserve their own theme park?
I'm going to hit this one off the hop. Very simple. Very obvious. It's on your short list that if I had to guess, you put two on your list.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take one of your two. It's Pokemon.
Oh, sorry. That wasn't on my list.
How did you whiff? Pokemon is a theme park. Makes so much sense. So the Nintendo Land.
Doesn't it already have one?
No. Not that I'm aware of. They might have. I think maybe they're developing for something, Universal Tokyo, something
Poke
like that.
Poke Park in Japan and Taiwan and Pokemon theme areas in Universal Studios Japan.
Yeah, that's where I was thinking.
Oh, anyhow. It's opening soon. Oh my God, they have one.
Yeah, they're working on it. They announced it, but they haven't made it. But I'm talking, because that's going to be a small segment of that park. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm talking full on park. You go to Disney, it is massive. It is sprawling. There's different themed areas. There is so much to do in the Pokemon world, right? Mm-hmm. And then where we're at with animatronics, getting little Pokepals that just kind of wander the fucking parks. Insane. Your roller coaster, great. The cars, that connection to cars, that's a Gyarados. You're just rocking around on a Gyarados on the track. Fucking incredible. Are you kidding me?
Oh, randomly you get the shiny one. So a red one comes up and you like get to ride the red Gyarados. That'd be
perfect. Sick. What's you know the one where you climb all the way to the top and you drop?
Yeah.
Drifloon.
Sick.
Right? It pulls you all the way up and then it just drops you from the top.
And it drops you. You know what?
So easy.
Also, thousands of 3D rides.
All
thousands.
Of them.
Do you know what would be crazy? So you know how Universal Studios now, and they all have like worlds.
Yeah.
Anytime a new generation comes.
That's what I mean. You got the Johto section. You've got the Kanto section. You go to all the different areas if you want. The log flume into a big splash. Lapras. You're riding on the back of a Lapras.
Oh my God.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Imagine the Orange Island section. Great.
Which one's that?
Orange Islands was season 2 of Pokemon before Johto, and it's kind of just like a filler season. It makes absolutely no sense. There's no like stakes on anything. It's just them traveling on the back of a Lapras going to these different islands.
That's right. It's like almost Hawaiian islands, basically.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with like Sun and Moon. Like it's not like Sun and Moon at all, but it's like the Orange Islands, and it's still the original 151. Like it's quite a good season, but it is filler. Cool. But yeah, no, that would be sick.
Slam dunk.
Huge fan. Yeah. The merch, insane.
Oh yeah, as if it's not already. And we're talking, this is the highest grossing entertainment property in human history. The fact that they haven't already done this is criminal.
Yeah. Oh my God, they could have like giant Pikachus and Eevees running out all the time.
So Japan already has a Pikachu festival wherein, it's not Hiroshima, there's a city where there's literally like a week every year where there's just a million people in giant Pikachu costumes. A million is very dramatic, but they have like parades and dance shows, and like they already do a Pokemon festival. So
imagine the live shows
every day, right? Like there's the fireworks at the end of the night at Disney. Boom, put in like every fire breathing Pokemon. Right? Easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good idea. Great Thank one. You. Good Thank way you. To start it. Good yes. way to start
Starting
it.
Starting strong. Starting strong. Good I feel good about that one. That
yeah,
one,
good.
I feel
that's
like,
good.
It has so much depth to it. You can get in. There's so a million ideas.
Good. Oh, mine suck.
Yeah. Give me your terrible ideas.
Oh, I was going to say Final Fantasy.
Okay. Walk me through it. What are we seeing?
Well, I just mean, because they like with every different Final Fantasy, it's a different kind of world. Like they all don't blend into each other. Like Final Fantasy, like 7 and Final Fantasy 10 aren't the same world. So that's the same kind of concept where like different parts could have like their own little, this is Final Fantasy 10, this is Final Fantasy this is Final Fantasy this, and you can like involve yourself in the world and stuff. You can get like the giant swords and stuff. I just thought it would be really cool. And also none of it could fucking make sense because Final Fantasy doesn't fucking make sense. You could have a chocobo ride.
Oh, chocobo ride would be badass.
Chocobo ride, so you're riding on a chocobo and that could be like a really high pace, like really fast.
In my head, it's an emu that they just painted yellow and added like some neck garment to.
Just animal abuse.
Yeah.
And then like all the shops vendors could be those like little guys with the balloons, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
that
I forget
would be
what those
good.
Are called, but yeah.
Yeah, me too. But yeah, the Final Fantasy would be a really good one.
I like what you said about none of it really needing to make sense. Like, we don't have to overthink it. Just put a bunch of Final Fantasy stuff in there. Also, was it Final Fantasy 10 or 10-2 that had Blitzball, like their own sport? So that would be super cool to do as an event, not do it for real because it's a science fiction sport where people are floating in air, but create like a hologram ride where you sit and you watch the action unfold in front of you.
That
could be really fun. Yeah.
Yeah. That could be really
I think there's something to it. Also going like a step further, you could give everybody like get them to declare what class they are, like fantasy role, basically, and go in and be like, well, I'm a mage, and be like, cool, well, here's a little wand for you and have some interactivity around the park.
Oh my God. Let's take it one step further. No, I'm gonna wait to say mine. You go.
Because you have two, and that's your second one?
No, I was going to say another one. It just came to me.
You got a third one.
Yeah, I just got a third.
Do it. You're fucking on fire. Just go.
Yeah, just go.
Yeah, pop off. Yeah, let me hear it.
After what you just said came to me, Baldur's Gate.
Sure.
A full D&D theme park.
Yeah, and I mean, perfectly, Baldur's Gate is the location. So your name of your park is just Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's Gate land.
Well, you don't even need it. It's just that is the location. You just go. We're going to Baldur's Gate.
Go to Baldur's Gate, and then like it's just this gigantic like space, and like all the
that one I feel like needs layers and layers and layers of interactivity. Like you need to feel you are a fantasy human in that space. Which listen, I'm not an Imagineer. I'm throwing out the ideas. You guys got to figure it out from there.
Oh yeah. But that would be a really fun one. Every time you could have like the dice for dinner.
Ooh.
You
got
to figure out what you're going to eat. You got to roll to figure out your food.
That could be fun. Your portion size. Sorry, one. You just get a peanut.
Here you go. Mm.
Yeah. You could also do that thing where you and your friends, you go on like an adventure through a cave, and then you throw a fireball at the back of one of your friends' heads, and they blow up and die. And then you jump off a cliff and also die.
That's crazy.
That could be fun.
Yeah, it could just be a huge role-playing theme park. Yeah. Only nerds go, you know.
Oh,
you gotta have a
the
huge
smelliest
imagination.
Park. It would be the smelliest park. Oh, honestly, I could see that existing without like a ton of roller coasters. Like, I think just the fantasy experience would be exceptional.
Oh no, there is thousands of actors. Thousands.
Oh yeah, just fill it with people and events and activities.
Yeah. That's
be like,
all it
hey,
is.
We're about to do go on a. Oh, each of your events, you have a lineup at the front door. That's your raid party, right? You got to wait to get your party together to go through the adventure.
Do you know what's absolutely crazy?
Tell me.
You and I, we are just talking about LARPing.
Yeah, but in a but it's cool. the next one on my list is, and we'll breeze by this one because I just think it's easy and it's applicable. Sea of Thieves, basically just a pirate themed park with a little bit of like a silly tone.
I think they have a pirate theme park in Florida.
I don't want to like I feel like even the Pirates of the Caribbean portion of the Disney parks was very like aside from Jack Sparrow, it was very serious. Like, ooh, we're serious pirates. I don't want that. I want the silly, nonsensical tone.
Yeah.
I think that's really important. More colorful as well, right? Like, Pirates of the Caribbean is so dark because everything's, like, haunted and at
night.
Do you
know what
and
I will never understand about the Pirates ride?
Tell me.
And a few other Disney rides, how they are literally just, like, super slowly moving on a boat with, like, almost no thrill at all. 3.5 to 4 hours. That's how long you're waiting. Yeah. That blows my mind.
Do you know why, though? Because
why?
Of people like you who are like, I can't go on the roller coasters. It's too exciting. I'll sit in the water.
That's fair.
Yeah. You're the problem.
I am the problem.
Give me your last one and then we can wrap up on my last one.
Okay. Hear me out.
Oh, good.
Hear me out. So I know that this is already a thing. And I know that I just said I wasn't a Disney adult, that I prefer Universal Studios. But just as for Kingdom Hearts, Disney needs to be giving more love to Kingdom Hearts. There is not enough. I want to see Keyblades. I want to see a section of the park that has something to do with Kingdom Hearts. I want to see Hollow Bastion. Like, give me something, you know? I want to see Goofy and Donald, and I want to see a Sora actor come out. Like, I need it. So it's not a full park, but I just think that Kingdom Hearts needs their flowers.
All you've added is like, hey, what if we add three characters from them? Because that's what the Disney parks are. It's like, hey, remember in Kingdom Hearts 3 when you go into the Toy Story section? That's a part of the park. Just go to that part of the park and put on a blonde wig
but they
and
don't,
some
but they,
buckles.
But they don't have like all the other like side characters.
Sure. All of those memorable characters. Names.
Axel.
Another one?
Zemnis.
Sounds made up. Go ahead. Another one.
You fucking bitch.
Go ahead.
You're just gonna keep going until
I just
like,
want
can't say
I'll get you to three. This will be the last one. Go ahead. One more.
Namine.
Okay. You performed better than I expected, but also the point is no one gives a shit about those side characters. Get Sora. Juice. If you cosplay as Sora and show up to the park carrying a keyblade, you've done it. Kingdom Hearts is in the park.
Yeah, but I'm not getting paid. Like, somebody should be paid to do that.
So your issues with capitalism, I respect it.
Always, yeah. Always. Okay, give me your last one.
My last one is going to be a theme park set in the world of Horizon Zero Dawn. I think so much of like the animatronics and stuff that you see coming out of like the Disney parks and the Universal parks are them trying to recreate. Like, did you see the animatronic for Toothless?
Oh,
really impressive.
So good. Did
really
you see the actor for
The other guy, Jay Baruchel?
Jay Baruchel?
That guy, sounds, the other character?
Yeah. He sounds just like him.
Oh, cool.
Oh, like it's great. Yeah. He does the whole, like, talks out of the side of his mouth thing. Like, it's so good.
Sweet. I like it. You know? So for me, all of those animatronics are them being like, cool, what if we build the base and then we put the character skin on top of it? Just fucking don't. Build the animatronics and let them be giant dinosaur. Build a dinosaur that's a machine. Great. That is the vibe of Horizon Zero Dawn, right? And it's still kind of post-apocalyptic, nature's reclaimed, mixed with, like, high technology. And I think that opens itself up to so many more experiences because you're utilizing technology to have those experiences. I think it'd be a really fun. I think it's a colorful world, a creative world. Everyone loves dinosaurs. Make them machines. Fun.
Great.
Fun. Whatever happened to Whimsy?
Also, speaking of robots, so do you know that scary dog robot thing that they have where it's like the legs go backwards?
Yeah.
Do you know what it's called?
Nah.
So they got one of those at Universal Studios and put a dragon skin on it and it walks around and everyone's just like, I know one of those creepy little dog robots is in there. Like I could see that creepy dog robot.
You can feel the vibes in there.
You can feel the vibes are off. But with that being said, great list. Super fun. And we should go to a theme park together. I think it would be very cool. Fun.
That'd be cool. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, everybody, Juice is now going to tell you where you can connect with us between podcast episodes. Thank you so much for listening.
If you guys want to hang out with us between podcast episodes, you can join us on our Instagram at itdangerpod. We post tons of clips on there all the time. Jackson works very hard on them. They are very funny and goofy, and they show little clips of what you are going to be seeing in the full episode. And if you're not able to join us on Patreon and you're like, fuck, Instagram is so fucking stupid, you can just give us a like or a rate wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps boost us up in the algorithm just a tiny bit more so people can discover our sweet little corner of the internet. Don't forget to join us next week, where Jackson and I are going to take on Digimon. Is it over or should we give it new life? See you next time. Bye.
Or is it the future?
No, I was going to say the future.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.